Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to our next call on the Yin Yang Chiamo Meridians, working with transforming anger into movement, into all of that healthy expression, momentum can build with that all too. So as I invite you to settle on in to your session, I invite you to find a way to either sit or lay and be undisturbed. That's nice and quiet and cozy for you. As I do the same, I invite us to take a moment to scan your environment. We're going to switch things up just a little bit today. I invite you to scan your external environment and letting your gaze land on anything in particular that's pleasant, to the very least neutral. And when you've landed on that thing, looking up, down, all around. After you've landed on that thing, taking a moment to notice what it is you like the most about that thing. And just so you know, I'm actually doing it all with you. I'm taking in my butterfly behind me. It's one of my favorite pieces. But I invite you to keep your gaze right where you're at and staying with the noticing what it is you like the most about this thing. I invite you to breathe that in. Taking time to savor all that feels good about this. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in. To receive. To drink in life. Every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, and to make space, make more space for that inhale to breathe in all that you enjoy, taking in the sweetness of life. As the exhale makes space, the inhale can receive a little bit more of that sweetness. Every breath, an opportunity as you drink that all in to sink a little deeper into the cushion below you to receive its support. And any part of that that feels good, taking time to savor this too, to drink it in. And then I invite you to switch gears just a little bit. And now I invite you to go inward. And if it's okay to close your eyes, feel free to do that. If it's safer to keep your eyes open, you can do that too. Regardless of eyes open or closed, turning your attention inwards to take in what's in here. And as you scan what's in here, I invite you to let your gaze again, your inner gaze, land on anything in particular that feels really pleasant to neutral. And as you receive that area, it might even be a part of your body or it might be a memory. It might be a time in which you felt most like you. Excuse me. As you land in this, taking time to take in all that you adore, enjoy, and savoring the nourishment that this very well may be. As you drink that in, noticing what happens inside of you, and if any part of that feels good, pleasant, and neutral, taking time to savor it too. Thank you for being here. Thank you for calling this work in. And thank you all that's gone into making this moment of connection possible. Thank you to your families. Thank you to your ancestors, your lineages. And thank you to your villages that make it possible to gather in connection in these ways. The greatest of thank you to those that have caretaken and stewarded this land. Thank you to this land and to all of its creatures. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Blessings on your journey today. As we settle on in, starting off with lymphatic circulation through the the Yang Chao Mo Meridian. And this guy works a lot with the eyes and face and head stuff and also nervous system stuff. So it helps to regulate our nervous system. Right now, though, we're working with essentially excess yang energy that's trapped up in the head, which has a tendency to lean itself towards overthinking, overanalyzing, or not letting the feelings be front row center, but instead allowing the intellect to precede that on a regular basis, which might even preclude the capacity to deeply feel. Yang Chao Mo Meridian, my gosh, also can support legs and walking, and if it's off kilter, it can sometimes feel like we're walking crooked or on a slant, or it might feel a little disorientated when we walk in some way, shape, or form. And as we run lymphatic circulation through the entire Yang Chao Mo Meridian, we're actually going to run circulation of all the healing resources through to the head and the legs, given the resources that they need for this Yang Chao Mo Meridian to also receive what it needs to do for the body mind. And as we bring in all the healing resources, bringing in blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness. Right down into all the little guys, the electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help our nervous and our immune system alike to heal. Also working with hydration, taking in water and joy, and releasing any impurities that just don't need to be here. And then we're linking all of the work that we've done up to now into the heart space, working with its role in creating harmony that also brings in wisdom. And then also working with the wisdom, the other way around here, the wisdom that creates harmony. And as we touch in on this heart space with all of that harmony and that wisdom, it's being defined by the consciousness of transition. And finding a way to navigate transitions in life that still actually give you what you need, that give you the resources that you're looking for on the other side. Sometimes when we go through transitions, there's a bit of a depletion in our resources, and then on the other side of it, we end up not being able to even take in what we worked so hard for. So as we work with that transition theme, it's actually linking into all of the 12 basic meridians, all of their transitions between the last acupuncture points of one meridian to the next meridian that it would flow into in the first meridian points, so those transition areas. And we're going to link those to all of the joint spaces throughout the, oh, actually, sorry, not the body, throughout the skull. Throughout the skull. Bringing in what the skull, the cranium holds, which is that energy of clarity. And as we work with this space, receiving clarity through here to potentially navigate those transitions in a more useful way. We're going to also run circulation of all those same healing resources that I mentioned earlier for the, again, the joint spaces in the skull, as well as the acupuncture points, but particularly for the first acupuncture points of all the 12 basic meridians. Interesting. And it's in particular highlighting bladder one, which is in that inner corner of the eye. This helps us to see the present moment with clarity. Bladder one also helps to support the yang qiao mo meridian in many ways, so I'm not surprised that we're emphasizing this one. And as we work with the bladder one point here, we're also unhooking this sense of desiring more control. There's a sense of when the chips are down, I can't see where I'm going and I can't be clear on what to do next. And as we restore clarity with all of the skull piece, we're also just supporting the release of any of those times in which life felt more out of control or helpless in terms of your environmental circumstances, or basically circumstances that you literally just didn't have much control over. And we're unhooking the belief system, I'm out of control. As we work with that, we need to balance the element of, interestingly enough, metal to wood. So moving in a direction towards expansion. And as we expand, being able to clearly see where you're heading, linking bladder one into all of the cranial joint junctions. And as I say it that way, that's what I meant earlier also by the skull joints. Those ways of wording it are interchangeable. And then that in turn is linking to another area where we see a bunch of different transition points in a row, which is the spine. Working with the intervertebral discs between all of the different vertebrae, there's these little shock absorbers. When we move our spine, help to cushion so that your joints, your vertebrae don't grind on each other and wear down the bones. So they provide a little bit of a cushioning. They also, in addition to providing that support, bring in nutrition and nutrients through here. And as we work with them, they are also often referred to as shock absorbers. And we're actually working on that with a tongue-in-cheek sort of metaphorical twist, working with old shock energy that's been stored in the intervertebral discs from times of previous transition. And it looks like the earliest time was actually that of when you were born. And the energy of that feeling like it was just too much to digest, which is very commonly the case, especially if we've had a medicalized birth. So as we work with this energy of undigested shock through the spine, working with the spine's role in being an antenna of consciousness, which brings in information about who we are, what we are, the truth of who and what we are, as well as all of our ideas, our beliefs, our preferences, all of our capacity to tune into ourselves. As we work with this, bringing in the essences of the consciousnesses of presence, as well as healthy masculine supports. And we're also going to circulate through here, the intervertebral discs, that is, consciousness. Of the pericardium, bringing in its role in both heart protection as well as sensuality. To bring in this capacity to digest those old experiences of shock in a way that still it can be felt and sensual without overly taxing the heart energy. So it gets to be still protected in its way. And it still gets to receive the goodness of life. And here we're running the permissions for all of the intervertebral discs. It gets to feel good again. It gets to feel good again. And then we're linking that into all of the touch receptors inside the body and the surface of the body alike. And as we work with touch, working with the not just the external touch, but also that sense to literally on a subtle level be in touch with yourself. And primarily linking that right back to the heart for its role in working with the sense of touch to feel. As we work with this, also supporting growth, and not just growth, but growth all the way through to, as the heart represents, fire elements, maximum expansion. So supporting the heart in honoring its desires, honoring what it actually really wants to go after. And that's applying to both professional life, what you do for a living, as well as your personal life and everything in between. So across the board, giving your heart permission to go after what it is you desire. And linking that into the left jaw in particular, well, the right one's not there. And as we work with the jaw, working with the mandible, the maxilla, and the TMJ joints alike, so all the parts of the jaw essentially. And the jaw is often, much like the iliopsoas, is like the last vestige of fear. The jaw is like the last vestige of control. Ah, the jaw. And as we work with the jaw here, working with the unexpressed words that you would have wanted to have said to support you getting after, going after, and receiving your heart's desire. And that in turn is linking into all five, six senses to have a capacity to feel our way through that all. And to literally again be even more deeper in touch with how it is you want to express what it is you're after. And at the same time as that, there's this energy of domination, this energy of masculine domination. That's probably why we're on the jaw in the way that we were. There's this sense of the feminine or the female energies within you, however you want to refer to that as, the overall yin nature is how I'm going to call it, being bullied by the yang, by the masculine. A sense of wanting to control, wanting to have that sense of inward control. Okay, and this is the internal desire to honor the intellect over the heart, to honor structure over what might be considered chaotic feelings or emotions, and to again want to somehow like cling to some sense of control within that all. And wrapped up in everywhere between the heart and the jaw is this desire, for freedom, for free expression. And there's actually a bit of a frozen fear response here. As we work with that frozen fear response, it's going into the times in life in which you were demanded of to explain yourself and the pressure that you might have had to put on yourself, or the pressure that you might have felt from the external world, to explain yourself in a way that also meant that you would not get punished, or not potentially get abused, or not suffer. And all of that energy around having to explain yourself perfectly and the pressure to do it in a way that avoided pain, avoided suffering, avoided excessive challenges is contributing to, again, that undigested shock in the intervertebral discs. And then that's linking into the permissions that it's safe to stand your ground based on what you feel. Meaning, it doesn't need to be reasonable, rational, logical, but you get to stand your ground based on what it is you're feeling, what it is you're intuiting, what it is you're sensing, how it is you're taking in and perceiving your world. That in turn is linking into house 12, house of releasing, surrendering, allowing, making space. We're going to tap this part out here. So I invite you to breathe and receive. Just giving that a couple of gentle breaths. Letting this part integrate. And we're heading into the neck. And here we're working with who or what might be a bit of a pain in your neck. Who or what might be a bit of a pain in your neck. And the Yang Chamo Meridian does indeed affect the neck and the back, and really most of our muscles for that matter. As we work with this area in the neck, there's actually a bit of a pattern here of numbness, which is two things happening. One, we're going to link it into the sense of touch to support it in releasing that. We're also going to link in the neck to an emotional release of anger. And this is like angry type of depression. Me. So I actually invite you to, if it feels right, take your hands to any part of the neck that you feel drawn to. Might be upper or lower, might be in the front or the back. Wherever you're drawn to, place your hand. Feel free to do that. And I invite you to notice what's here by means of breathing into it. And if you have a sense of anger there, I'm wondering what color is that anger? Noticing if anger has a temperature, a texture, a shape. Noticing if anger has a taste, a smell. If it has a sound, maybe there's a sound that's coming through as a word or a message or a noise, whatever it may be. And as you take time to tune into that all, imagine that you can breathe together all of your observations, including that anger energy. We're actually going to do this, but a little different than maybe how we've seen this before, although I have done it this way as well, just not for a while. And I invite you to get a really clear sense of the edges, the borders of this anchor, the shape of it, its containment, and noticing how much there is. And as you get a sense of the edges of it all, I invite you to let those edges just gently dissolve, inviting this anger to go global, to release its way through the system. And as those edges begin to dissolve, and they might happen just by like little pinpricks to start off with, the entire edges might fall away all at once. Or it might be really slow melting, surrendering. However, it's doing its thing. In breathing into it and inviting it to stay with that process. As you breathe into that all, as this anger begins to move throughout the neck, it may actually wash its way through to the body below, as much as the head above, and it might even reach out to the edges of the skin. As it reaches the edges of the skin, it might even get the chance to go global beyond that into what one might call the other bodies that are potentially a little bit bigger than the physical, the energetic bodies, the spirit body. And if you have a sense of something being bigger than even that, maybe it gets to go global beyond that too. And as it goes global, I actually see all the little molecules of anger become like little teeny tiny seeds. And I see them fall away into the earth below, planting themselves, each little seed becoming alive in its own magical way, calling forth energy of life, energy of movement, energy of growth, energy of expansion, energy of moving forward into all that you've created thus far. I just see one big word in the center of all the seeds, and the word in some big capital letters. The word is prosperity. And as you work with that, sinking into a few things, the neck again, but this time for its capacity to literally move freely and take in different points of view, different possibilities, different opportunities, different angles. Also linking into the kidney meridian, and the ancestral line, and I'm seeing this as well as it's linking to the crown chakra, and I'm seeing this as helping it to transcend your previous limitations that your ancestors faced, so transcending through the crown, the previous limitations of the ancestors being stored in the kidney meridian. As we transcend the previous limits of the ancestors, it's particularly relating to how it is they got to express their hearts and how it is they got to align with healthy relationships and connections. And as we transcend those old ways, what I see falling away is this idea that you had to marry to survive, that you had to take advantage of opportunities to not just survive, but potentially like grow and transcend. And there's this idea that you had to manipulate through your connections in life your capacity to grow your prosperity, to grow your wealth, to grow your. Well, it might have been survival in some cases, and it also might have been not just survival, but the capacity to prosper, to become abundant in many ways. And looking at all those old ways, all those old values of using connections that might not even be marital connections, might have been just a friend connection or a professional connection. That was manipulative or abusive in some way, shape, or form, to use it to just take advantage of some situation and use it to better yourself, or on the other side, feeling used, feeling taken advantage of in that way. As we release all those old patterns through here, we're linking it all into governing vessel 20 in the center of the crown that governs all of those habit patterns. And then we're linking that into the switching reflex points. Kidney 27 points that help to cope or deal with stress. Okay, interesting. The same time of that, all. running a cellular repair which helps to restore cells back to their fullest potential of health. And we're doing it for C7 vertebrae, which is right around where that governing vessel 14 point hangs out, that governs all things yang, all things masculine, all things action oriented. And then we're going to simultaneously run on the lymphatic circulation that clears those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing through the same region as well. Okay, and as we bring that all in through here, I see it as cleaning out old anxiety and fear energy of every sort. There's a bunch of different fears that got intertwined in here. There's frozen fear, there's the fear of flight, there's the fear response of being disorientated, and there's the fear response of fighting. So they're all intermingled in here. Okay, so we actually need to run a defrag on that all, much like a spring clean, taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here. What remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. And then we're also unhooking the consciousness of internal pressure, the pressure that you put on yourself to succeed, to get ahead, to thinking that, well, this idea that we have to work hard in order to make all of that happen. And then we're linking that into the middle of the chest and all the structures that hang out here. And we're working with the capacity for you to find an easier way through here. Again, drawing on the heart space energy of wisdom, of harmony, of being able to be in relationships, connection with dignity, with respect, with honor. And here we're unhooking two things, a fear of embarrassment and a fear of solitude alike. And we're actually going to bring in Venus energy to support that all. Venus energy can also carry a fear of solitude. So it makes sense that we're working with this in this way. As we bring in Venus energy through to the heart, we're also bringing in Mars, and we're balancing all things feminine, Venus, and all things masculine, Mars, through the heart space and the heart. Excuse me. Lots of talking as of late, so just a little dehydrated there. As we work with the heart, with all things balancing of yin and yang, that's actually one of the main roles of the heart. To balance not just yin and yang in the heart, but to balance it throughout every part of the system. So, in addition to doing all the other jobs that the heart chakra does, it also balances all things front body with all things back body, all things upper body to all things lower body, all things right body to all things left body. You get the idea. And as we support the body, mind, and finding balance in all of these ways, we're also unhooking the energy of shock that's right in the middle of that meeting point between masculine and feminine. And it's got a type of shock that almost feels like PTSD type of energy, this energy of, I've seen too much. It's all been too overwhelming. I can't digest this. It's too big. It's like trying to eat a whole buffet in one meal. So we're just going to support the system in titrating all of that undigested shock so it can ripple through gently. And we're actually going to run this as a seedrian. It's going to continue for quite a ways. It's going to continue for the next 28 days, which I think might be the largest, longest, pardon me, seedrian I've seen in a very long time. As well as I'm pretty sure it's the longest one we've had in Buddhas and Butterflies. So Sidri stands for C, circulation of, again, all those same healing resources, the blood, the nerve, the lymph, the chi, etc. Followed by the D for defrag. Much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here, What remains can be readily reorganized, utilized for healing. Then all of the R's: reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization. Getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration and introspection shift the underlying consciousness. Thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. It's going to continue to, well, about March 8th or so. And as we work with this sea tree, we're simultaneously run diaphragm to intestines when and as needed throughout those next 4 weeks. Diaphragm being the center of control and emotional processing, intestines releasing all that no longer serves. As we clean out the shock energy through all the connections between masculine and feminine, all the ways that they are configured through the body. And we're running diaphragm to intestines. We're also connecting it to the breathing diaphragm and the other three diaphragms. Okay, so those are located at the base of the throat, crown of head, base of pelvis. As we work with the four diaphragms, connecting them into the lymph that they regulate, all the lymph nodes are governed by the four diaphragms, as well as to the breath. To support the syncing up of all four diaphragms, so they can all expand and all contract together, which also flushes out any remaining low self-esteem, along with any ideas connected to, I have to strive to get better because there's something wrong with me on the inside. So, any of that internalized shame leading to this desire to constantly be in self-improvement. Not that applies to any of us here, or myself either. Very sarcastic moment there. As well, I think we can probably apply this to most every person interested in healing on almost the whole planet. This is such a common theme to internalize that shame and then think that you need to constantly be fixing it. Yeah, and as we work that whole pattern, linking it into the base chakra and running it permissions here. Just fine-tuning the words for that permission statement. But it's primarily for the base chakra that's more to part, pardon me, the half of the base chakra that's closer towards the back body. As we run this permission, since I'm still finding the words for it, we're also going to release a chunk of anger here. And it's the anger that you might have been hanging on to support that drive to continue to better yourself because there's something wrong or broken within you. And that's cooked into this idea that in order to go after what it is you want, you need to continually be improving yourself or working on yourself. So if the permission statements, which I finally have the words for, are, it's safe to go after what you want. It's safe to go after what you want. It's safe to take action, to step forward, to move into what you want. That in turn is linking into another emotional release of anger. It's of frustration. It's of times in which you did go after what you wanted and it didn't quite work out, and it led to lots of different frustrating circumstances, events, emotions, memories. All in the vein of feeling thwarted, feeling thwarted. And then at the same time as that, doing an emotional release of sadness. And it's from the pec muscle. It's going into pack, the part of the pack that attaches a little bit more towards the sternum. As we work with pectoralis major sternal area right here. Giving the body mind permission to feel. Giving the body mind permission to feel its way through to solutions versus having to think its way through. To feel its way through to finding the right course of action versus think its way through. And underlying that, a fear of overwhelm of, pardon me, a fear of overwhelm by feelings. And as we do that, releasing through the heart space agitation and a sense of just this sense of like constant irritation. It's like little, but it's just constant grinding away in here. And it's carrying the energy of feeling destroyed by life. Feeling destroyed by life. In particular, orienting to relationships, family, friends alike. Also, including work relationships, so all sorts of relationships. And here we need to unhook the belief system. I'm better off on my own. I'm better off on my own. And then doing another release of sadness. Now through the part of the pec muscle that goes a little higher up towards the collarbone, towards the clavicle. And it's carrying the energy of, I don't know what to do. And just above that, just above the collarbone, releasing anxiety all the way through the entire length of the collarbone. And that in turn is linking into this Yang Chou Mao Mai Meridian. As we head into the Yang Chao Mo Meridian, there we go. We actually need to circulate consciousness all the way through it. And it's working with circulating the consciousness of catalyzing new beginnings and making the choice to potentially even be bold in how it is you catalyze new beginnings. Running the permissions here that it's actually safe to take that risk. It's actually safe to take that risk, to do that new thing. That in turn is linking into house 12 for again peeling back the layers of who it is we are not to make a little bit more space for who and what we really are and to surrender and release into that to allow ourselves to be held by that energy. And then into pancreas reflex point or spleen 21, which is about a hand's width down from the outside edge of that left armpit. Technically, spleen 21 is on both sides, but pancreas reflex point is on the left. Helping us to take in the sweetness, the joy of life, and feel the embrace of the universe. And for this point, we're running the permissions that it's safe to slow down and take in feelings in a way that actually adds to the sweetness or the ease of life. And we're tapping here, invitation to breathe and receive. Just giving that another round of breath, letting that settle in and digest. And then we're heading into the head brain, and we're actually working with a general, all the way through the head brain is what I mean by that, the general region of it all. And we're working with hypervigilance that particularly leads to feeling very like jealous, suspicious, and mistrustful. Jealous, suspicious, and mistrustful. This is going essentially all the way back to the very beginning of the sense of anger being in the head, and pardon me, that's not how I phrased it. Excess yang energy being in the head is how I phrased it earlier, and the anger being related to that excess yang energy that has all this desire to do something. But it has nowhere to go and no outlet to actually do that. There's just this general sense of, again, sort of like agitation and restlessness leading to all that mistrust, suspicion, jealousy, hypervigilance. And it's carrying with this, with it all, this idea that you have to keep close tabs on things, that you have to use all your senses as a form of control. Okay, so as we work with unhooking the need to control by being observant and sensory or sensorily orientating to your world rigidly, it actually gets to soften the senses so they can actually take in what's most pertinent versus orienting to chronic danger. It actually gets to orient to, well, all things heart, all things harmony, all things wisdom, all things love. All things respect, all things honoring, all things that lead to dignity. As well as the words here are, for all of that, defined by the consciousness of worship as well as devotion. And then we're going to link the entire head brain into the element of earth. To support its role in inviting in presence and inviting in changes that create peace, along with the energy of the earth element that it carries, that of nourishment. I see that as helping to calm down all things brain, bringing in earthiness. It's also bringing in, it looks like a soft, subtle glow of light, of luminous radiance, of brightness. And here we're running the permissions. It actually gets to be calm now. It gets to be calm now. And interestingly enough, it's is also circulating through here the energetic frequency of magnesium, which helps to, well, do a bunch of things, but it also includes calmness within the nervous system. Running the permissions that it's safe to be at rest, actually safe to be at rest now. The mind gets to drop its guard in all the different ways that it's been a little bit bracing or controlling or rigid. And as we allow the mind to rest, we're also running the permissions of you don't have to chronically defend yourself anymore. As we take the mind out of chronic defense mode, it's defined by the consciousness of self-importance, helping to lay down again that need to figure it out through the intellect. Thinking that that perhaps might have been the smartest, most, way to make ourselves feel good or self-importance. And we're linking that all the way through to conception vessel 17 points in the middle of that sternum, right around that heart region, bringing in all things yin, all things nurturing, all things feminine. And with it, all things sensual, all things feelings. And we're running the permissions. It's been a bit of a theme over the past while. What if it gets to be easier now? What if it gets to be easier here now? And linking that into the heart space. What if it gets to be easier now? And we're tapping here. Breathing here. Just giving that a round of breath, letting this part digest. We're running a body chemistry for your entire nervous system, including all three brains, head brain, gut brain, heart brain. And we're releasing this. Intolerance. It's interesting. It's not a typical physical tolerance, intolerance or allergy. It's actually coming up as an intolerance to heart protection. An intolerance towards, again, the mind leading the way, and an intolerance towards any sort of like intellectual coverings that might be masking the heart or holding in the heart in a way that isn't supporting the system anymore. And then on the other side of that, linking into, again, the deepest core energy within the heart, that of love, that of healthy connection. And linking that to the navel for its role in that healthy connection. And then into all things feminine to support the body mind and being able to surrender to receiving it versus pushing away what actually gets to be yours now. As you work with that part, giving it a little mini session on defragging the fear underneath that need to push it away, the fear of being hurt again. Then we're tapping this out here. Oh, pardon me. No, we're gonna link that first into governing and conception vessel 1 point on the perineum, that space between either vagina or testes and anus. And then one more thing, we're actually going to link that into all things yang, all things masculine, to support this capacity to take action, to take steps forward. Beauty. And we're going to tap that all out. So I invite you to again breathe and receive in any way that feels right for you. as we work with the soul, her run to integrate it all. Techniques of cortices for all three brains, head brain, gut brain, heart brain. And then we're running the permissions that you get to transition with ease now. You get to transition with ease now. I was thinking again into when you were born, and that very last stage where you, in essence, had that last little, like, sliding out of the legs. And any other parts of your birth that were easeful. Or just linking that into the entire nervous system to remind it that there's actually also within present within the birth process, the presence of rebirthing, the capacity for it to be easier this time. And as you might be stepping into the new, rebirthing yourself in many different ways, taking in that sense of that it actually gets to be different this time than how it may have been initially. As we repattern that all through the entire nervous system, we're going to link that into the entire nervous system as a whole. Beauty. And then we're going to tap this all out here. So I invite you to breathe and receive. Giving that another breath or two, letting that part settle in. I've got a song here. It's actually called Culture of Love. It's from the album Culture of Love. It's by artist Maestra, Maestra. And I can't remember if I played this one pretty good. I don't think I have yet, so need to go back to my last couple of sessions. I've become enamored, as I often do, with a bunch of different songs all at once. And I'm in my head, I'm like, ooh, I should play that one. I should play that one too. And sometimes in my head, that becomes a little bit jumbled. So I'm like, have I played it, or did I just think about playing it for them? And just before I hit play on this, I'm recognizing that we're a couple minutes past the hour. So I'll close the session now as well for anyone who I can't stay on for the remaining few minutes. Thank you for calling this medicine in, and thank you for all that you have brought to this work today. It would not be the same without you. Thank you for all that you provide in your world, all that you provide to your families, all that you provide to yourselves. Thank you for receiving this time together. May it continue to play out in good ways for you all. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace. Peace. I'm really drawn to this song given that love came up a few times, as did the energy of the heart. And this, for me, speaks to that in a very broad, rich way.
Obscurity, yeah, the world I see. Malicious and vicious traditions masquerade around as the right way to be, it seems. Cultures got pulled with the people, fear in the shadows and nets built in steeples. So easy to fall into that hole if it's how we were born. You say it's just the things that I have been taught. It's just the way that I was brought up. It's just the way that my people live. The way but to give in. You've been speaking to me like different is dangerous. Like the world's got no space for us, but our timing is perfect. The new world is worth it. And we're waking up. Who the hell am I to say I am God? And God is us, and we are not lost. Who the hell am I to? To be the whistleblower, to stand for a different altar of love. Show up as I am, determined to be dismantling the pain we bring, the stories in service of our sufferings, purpose in society. I'll give you a key. The answer is me. Look in the mirror, where the source of our own suffering. You want the world to change and rearrange, to be in line with the love you bring, with the light you see, with the light you see. Set your own heart free. Oh, who the hell are you to say you are God, that God is us, and we are not lost? Who the hell are you to be the whistleblower, to stand for a different culture, a culture of love, a culture of love? Resistance, my heart is insistent. Offer my soul to you in every instant. Authentic calling to my one true mission, to love the world through my music and vision. I'm all in, ready to fall in line with this love divine, with this world of mine. Together we'll rise and bring the shadows bright to a place of light. I offer my life, and I need you to live a life you love, and I need you to know that you're enough just as you are. We are on the cusp of this new world, and in you I trust. Every broken piece and place of shame is just love showing you the way. So let the darkness teach you your own name, so in the shadows you can stand and say, tell you who I am. I am God, and God is us, and we are not lost. Tell you who I am. I am the whistleblower. I stand for a different culture, a culture of. Tell you who I am. I am God, and God is us, and we are not lost. Tell you who I am. I am the whistleblower. I stand for a different culture, a culture of.
Here's to cultivating a culture of love, y'all. Yeah, I'm most grateful too. You're most welcome, y'all, and I'm grateful you enjoyed that too. Bye for now, and if you need any extra support, feel free to hang out after the call.